Deferred action allows young people who came to the United States before they turned 16 to get work permits. But states have struggled with what that means in terms of granting driver's licenses. After going back and forth on the matter, North Carolina came up with a compromise of sorts. The state would issue these young immigrants driver's licenses, but you would never confuse them with a regular driver's license. First of all, instead of being horizontal, they're vertical, and instead of being blue at the top, they're pink. In capital letters on the front and back, it will say, "No lawful status." The license expires when the person's deferred action status, or DACA status, expires. Here's Greer Beatty with the North Carolina Department of Transportation.
The driver's license is designed the way it is so that it allows young people who have DACA status to obtain a North Carolina driver's license. But it does have some different language and look different so that it can protect the rights that are afforded to citizens, such as the right to vote.
Ramon Garibaldo, a student at Johnson C. Smith University and member of United for the Dream, says there are already regulations preventing voter fraud, and this may lead to unwanted harassment.
But let's say somebody's driving, they get pulled over. The fact that law enforcement official sees no lawful status right there will already give that officer almost a reason to harass the person.
The North Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles will begin issuing the licenses to qualified applicants starting March 25th. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.